0TR, W2D.
Good morning, Rusty. Well, how you doing today?
Back about 11:30 last night. It went off a little after 8, a little before 8, so. And then I got it back about 11:30, so. But I had to drive out and find me a McDonald's so I could get something to eat. And I'm up and on my way. I got to go do an inspection this morning and all. So on my way over there to see if I can find this piece of property. And supposedly it's been developed, but the overhead picture they sent me shows vacant land.
Well, how do you check that?
You take pictures of the fact of where the road is, the entrance to the property. And then you, both left and right, looking, standing at the entrance to the property. And then you take pictures of the vacant property. That's all you can do. Had to do that before.
Car get beat up any with the hail last night?
As best I can tell, no. I don't see any dents and bents and things like that. I think I had enough trees from over in the area where it was coming from that I was over close enough that it pretty much protected it. But the porch got some real good whops, and so did the sides of the house. So, and I've got to call into my roofing man to get him back over here and check the roof to make sure I didn't get any damage on the roof.
Missed that. It didn't really start raining until sometime after 3 o'clock in the morning here. And we got a little over a quarter of an inch was all, but it was just a nice, steady rain.
Rain last night, and what it rained this morning before I got up. When I pulled out the rain out of my rain gauge just a few minutes ago, it was 2.5 inches total. And 2.25 inches of that came yesterday afternoon. So that's where that came from. And it's, you know, it all came like that. Where I'm driving along right now, I see some broken down tree limbs and things like that alongside, in yards alongside the road. And I got some dummy that is trying to tailgate me because he thinks I ought to be in a hurry. Speed limit along here is 35, and that's what I'm making.
Not much going on here, British. Just went out. I got to go out and finish setting up the fans on the chickens. Boy, they stopped laying 6 eggs a day yesterday and just laid 2. That was very surprising. And the other ones won't start laying for another couple of months, so I hope that was just the heat.
Church parking lot over here, and there's about 5 or 6 geese at the edge of the parking lot just laying there, you know, squatting there on the edge of the thing. One standing on the grass, the other 4 on the asphalt. And they're just sitting there, and don't know what that's about, but hey, I guess they decided they didn't want to be in the air anyway.
Years ago, back in Wichita, everybody thought it was really nice that the geese were wintering over there in Kansas, and there at the last, before we left, we went out and visited Wichita, and the yards were cluttered with geese dung. The sidewalks were covered with it. It got to be a real problem. And so, although they're beautiful, it can really change quick if they settle in a certain spot.
You're right about that. You're definitely right about that. And I'm going out here to find a place that's supposed to be out here. I'll see what it looks like when I get out there. And just keep an eye on things. And there's a fire truck in the lane ahead of me here. I don't know where he's headed. I guess he's going from one fire station to the other for the fire department on this side of town. I guess that's what he's doing. But strange lights at the traffic light here. They were green, and then they turned red, and now they've turned back green for my way. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'll figure out how to get by here shortly.
I don't know if the traffic got as bad as what they thought last night on TV or not. From what I seen, it was doing pretty good. I'm surprised at these amounts of rain we've been getting, but when it's real hot like this, I guess it's a blessing.
I guess so. And but well, I went over. I was on my road yesterday morning, went somewhere, and when I went over the interstate, I looked down on 26, and there was a wreck up on the west side of 26, all about half a mile from where my bridge crosses over the interstate. And then somebody last night was on social media was talking about Highway 290 was a mess yesterday evening with traffic, so I don't know what's going on. But, you know, all these things happen, and it's a holiday weekend. I guess you go figure. Do what, you know, you do what you can, as they say.
Okay, 4 Murray. Okay, 4 Murray. I heard you, overheard you talking about 290. I actually live in that direction. What they're doing is they're redoing the whole interchange to get on the 85, and right now they've got lanes blocked off, and people basically aren't following the lines in the road that are diverting the lanes over to another side.
Yeah, I know what road he's talking about. I know where the damage is and all. But yeah, there was just people talking about the fact there was a lot of backed up traffic further back away from there, not right there at the bridge. I know about that at the bridge. I see it every Monday night when I go to rehearsal. I have to go across that bridge and on into Duncan. So, yeah, I know about that. And you're right, that is a mess there. Because what used to be the left turn lanes, both getting on the 85, both north and south, they've closed those down because they're tearing up that area in the middle of the road so they can rework it. And they've moved the next lane over and made it the turn lanes. So, fun.
I'm sorry. I thought this might have been what you were talking about.
Fred, I'll let you and Rusty have it anyways. I gotta get outside. The wife hollered at me for something, and so y'all both have a great day, and I'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR.
Catch you on the air later. This is KI4 Murray.
All right, Tom, we'll catch up to you later also. I'm over here in the area where I need to pay attention to where I'm going. Talk to you later. W2 team, the other station, good to hear you this morning. Just be careful out there. W2T clear.
Same, Rusty. We'll say 73s, and we'll be still mobile for a few more minutes. This is KI4 MRA.